I trained with the prestigious Central School of Speech and Drama in London. Seriously, it is prestigious. It's where all the greats go. I'm not putting me on the same level as them. But that's the kind of quality of tutoring and lecturing and training that I have had. Hello, I'm Peter Stewart on Twitter. Tweeter Stewart, thank you. Tweeter Stewart, TWWETERSTEWART. We're talking about explainer and training videos today. So explainer videos, by their definition, are structured in the classic problem-solution style, often featuring the owner of the business or a member of staff or an actor appearing to be a member of staff, and 30 to 120 seconds. And like all of these e-learning formats, you have to sound as though you understand and care about the problem and the product. But you don't need to sell anything, as you might have to in a commercial, because the audience is already interested in what you're telling them. They've usually sought out the information. Your voice style will be one of a trusted guide, friendly and knowledgeable, talking one-to-one, because most of these videos are going to be watched alone. That classic problem and solution style. You've got a problem, I can solve it for you. This is what you're going to learn in the next 60 seconds. You're going to feel much better after this. I'm your trusted guide. Also, let's spend a few moments talking about training videos. They're much more content rich with information and instructions for colleagues or clients who may be paying to watch a tutorial, for example. You need to sound knowledgeable. Who's going to take advice from someone who sounds unsure? So that means making sure that intonation and pronunciation are really spot on. Projection, minimal again, because people are likely to be watching this by themselves with headphones on. They don't want to be shouted at. And also take your time. By sheer definition, this is new information. So tread a careful line between giving people time to take it all in and not being patronising. And of course, that's going to be affected, of course, by the content and the context. Brand new information on school exam courses may have to be at a slower pace than new drug protocols for senior anaesthetists. Having said that, as we saw earlier, you can afford to slow down on the new and important phrases and speed up on the old and already known content. Tomorrow, possible hazards in e-learning narration, possible trip-ups, what to watch out for as Get a Better Broadcast and Podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.